Smith Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
I'm a traditionalist by nature. I love the little things, like going to go and ask permission to marry a daughter. I do get that times have moved on, right? Yeah. And people don't do that anymore. And people go, oh, that's not why. I don't belong to my father. It doesn't, it's symbolic more than anything else. It's got nothing to do with your dad owning you. Mm-hmm. It's got to do with you saying that I will look after the father's child, right, that's now going and being leaving the family, as it were, to be looked after by somebody who is coming to say, I will take my best care of your daughter. And if you think about that for a second, how beautiful that is, how symbolic that is, to say to a dad of a daughter that, who, you know, that's and trust me, as a dad, daughters, you don't want to part with a daughter. I'm not parting with daughters, but you'd like to have somebody that, for your daughter, if you think of it from a dad's point of view, that is willing to come to you and say, would you mind if I marry her?
We got engaged last year, June.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you. December 2023, we went to go visit her parents up in Natal. So the last day just before we came back to Cape Town was the only day that I actually got the opportunity to be alone with her dad. So I sat him down. Now, just a little bit of background. He is an ex-policeman. Yes. So that's so I sat him down, had a nice friendly chat. And then I asked, obviously, the big question.
Yes.
And he didn't say anything at first. He just very calmly took out his firearm, started cleaning it, taking everything apart,
and put
everything back together, just looked at me and said, just know that what is waiting for you if you do not take care of her? So my only condition before saying yes is please look after her and take care of her.
Oh, man. The nerves.
Yeah, look, I think I was more nervous asking her the question in Cecilia Forrest than I was actually asking her dad if I can marry his daughter.
Exactly.
My husband was also, he did the traditional thing and went and asked my mom and dad for my hand in marriage. Yeah, it was very sweet, and we're sitting there at my mom's bed, like open plans, the kitchen table and everything, and I'm making us tea and coffee, and, you know, small chit-chat conversation at first, and, you know, then my husband starts declaring his undying love for me and how he's going to look after me, you know, and all the good stuff. He promises everything.
Yeah.
And my dad's sitting there, and he's very quiet, and he's looking very serious, and next minute my dad turns around and he says, on one condition, can you marry my daughter? My husband's like, you know, he's fidgeting and worried and everything. And he's like, yes, uncle, yes. What's the condition? My dad looks at him and says, she's non-refundable.
You cannot bring her back. She's yours.
Can't bring her back once you say, because she's yours.
Yes.
We all started cracking up with laughter.
That is
and it was
classic.
All fine. Everything was fine. But yeah, I didn't expect that.
And how long have you guys been married?
And we'll be married for 21 years.
Yay!
Come on.
Come on.
Refunds.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Do you know?
And my mom and my dad is also still alive. Their wedding anniversary is the 25th of February, and they will be married for 46 years now.
While I was young, it was good 30 years ago, I went to my future father-in-law. He didn't like me very much to start off with, so I went there shaking hands, and when we asked, can we get married, he said, do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. So we got married. But the biggest part of the story is that he was the pastor of our church as well. And yeah, so when walking his daughter down the aisle, he stopped right next to my parents, and he said to her, Lovey, you don't have to get married to this guy. We can cancel everything now. We'll lose the money. Are you sure?
No.
So, yeah, that's what happened to me. The marriage lasted for 13 years, but now I've made the perfect partner. I actually went to the father-in-law and I said to him, I'm marrying your daughter. And you owe me La Bola money.
You owe me. I'm doing you a favor, sir.
Exactly. I'm taking your daughter off the rack. You owe me money. And whenever my wife and I have an argument, I say, your father still owes me La Bola money.
La Bola, your dad still owes me cash.
Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up. To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.